From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Germany today, police cleared roadblocks and carried off protesters, all to make way for a delivery of nuclear waste to a storage site. The protests are part of a resurgent anti-nuclear movement, as NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Today marked the final leg of a contentious five-day journey for the German nuclear waste that was reprocessed in France and sent back for storage. Protesters the last few days have tried everything to stop the train and trucks, from human chains to herds of sheep and farm tractors. The annual shipment is always a protest magnet, but this year there was even wider support as the train load, which protesters dubbed Chernobyl on wheels, drew huge crowds shouting, "Shut the plants down." Nuclear energy has been deeply unpopular in Germany since the Chernobyl accident more than two decades ago. And the movement thought it had secured a victory in 2001 when the then-ruling Social Democrats and Greens agreed to phase out the country's nuclear plants by 2021. But this year, Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative coalition reversed that decision and voted to extend the life of the plants by an average of 12 years. Konrad Böhme was among the tens of thousands who came out to protest the waste delivery and the larger issue of extending the life of nuclear power plants.
It's not the future. You never know. There are terrorists outside. We don't support the politics in Germany, which our chancellor and our government are doing right now. It's a step backwards.
The demonstrators have been joined by lawmakers from the resurgent Green Party. Their poll ratings are now at an all-time high, in large part because of the nuclear issue. Sylvia Katting-Uhl, a Green Party member of the German parliament, says the issue of extending the lifespan of the privately owned plants has revitalized the anti-nuclear movement.
People don't like this kind of politics the government is dealing out with the big companies. And I think the opposition is growing very wide, and there are not only politically left people, it's really the citizens.
The lower house of parliament approved the extension of the country's nuclear plants in late October after a heated debate which saw Green Party members dress entirely in black in protest. Norbert Röttgen, the environment minister with the ruling Christian Democrats, said during debate that the opposition has failed to offer viable alternatives to nuclear power and disposal of its waste.
We are the ones making a long-term concept. You're the ones with nothing to offer. Nothing. We're doing it. It is pure political party envy that is creating all this screaming and fuss.
Chancellor Merkel told the German weekly magazine Focus recently that the decision to extend the life of the nuclear plants may be unpopular now, but will pay in the future. The opposition, meantime, is threatening to appeal the move to the Constitutional Court. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.